I'm ready to die when what kind of thing. But if you will help.
What kind of help you require?
What?
Why don't you do this thing? This is most important work. It is most important.
Because otherwise we don't have any
access. I'll have to see.
Our Guru Maharaj began at the same age you are now. And he wrote 100 books. So you can also do now. This is the right age to begin. It's not too late. It's the perfect age.
Then I will have to come to in ISKCON.
Yes.
And you'll have to give me all
facilities. No problem. We are prepared. Wherever you like.
And you'll have to sit with me.
Oh, yeah.
And to discuss. And you'll do all things. I will be...
Actually, you see, the way we should do this is that we should get a proper this translation is not good. We should get someone to give us a translation in English. And then we should sit and do it. And Narayan Maharaj can speak all these things. And then we can write a proper book.
Very, very, very valuable thing.
That's how it should be done. This book is making unnecessarily troublesome. You're having to unravel because the English is all wrong.
He has not read all these books. A man can do anything when he has read Ujjwal Nilmani, Bhakti Swami Sindhu, and all the books of Rupa Goswami. Then he will have some idea of all these things. Perhaps he has not done all these things.
See, when we read Brahma Samhita may be difficult English, but it's perfect. Bhakti Siddhanta's words are perfect. But this is all different. It's not the language.
We understood the last chapter.
His Kami Krodhi, how he can do all these things.
We got a lot out of it.
Okay.
I'm trying to stop it.
I'm not.
Kamal Krishna can do.
I'm not suggesting that you stop. I'm just saying. I'm seeing the difference in reading.
No. Swamiji have left Kamal Krishna to do all these things.
And manage everything.
No.
I will help you.
Yeah, we should do these things.
No, we will. I mean, it's such a reality.
Yeah.
Very good.
There's a very good devotee, Satyanarayan Das, who knows Hindi and he knows Sanskrit.
Oh.
Nice boy.
Yes, I know.
Very
intelligent.
He studied Vrindavan.
In Vrindavan?
He studies with...
M-Tech.
M-Tech.
He was.
M-Tech.
Engineering line.
Long time ago. Now he studies with Haridas Shastri.
Sandabas.
What name?
Satyanarayan Das.
He stays in
foreign person.
No, Indian.
He's in ISKCON. He stays with us.
Okay.
And he teaches
Maharaj
Sanskrit
know him.
In the Gurukul. He teaches Sanskrit, but he's a very good devotee.
Maharaj knows him very well. When Maharaj reached there in ISKCON and lectured, he translated many times.
He's studying Sandarbha with Haridas Shastri.
He would be very good to translate
Hindi.
The Hindi.
He's meeting you when? This afternoon?
Yeah, I'm seeing him. So we go on, but I can read if you just tell me where you want me to read.
I keep telling you.
Where? You show me.
You stopped.
You just want me, but he's. Alright, I'll keep reading. Rati is another name for the first sprouting of God consciousness, which is called the sprout of divine love by some.
What is the Sanskrit meaning?
What is the Sanskrit meaning of the sprout of divine love?
Abhiman.
Sprout of divine love. Rati is another name for the first sprouting of God consciousness, which is called the sprout of divine
Rati,
love.
Rati.
So what is that meaning, sprout of divine love. Sprout means the beech becomes fructified.
Here is not that. Nothing like this. Here he has told that the another name of bhav is rati, and this is called premankur. Premankur, ankur means from seed.
Sprout.
Sprout.
Well, sprout.
Germination.
Germination.
Yes.
Germination.
Sprout.
Yes.
Ankur is sprout.
Ankur. सर्व प्रकाशिका स्वरूप शक्ति की संबित नामक वृत्ति को शुद्ध सत्व कहा जा सकता है.
So it's a sprout of
prem.
Prem. Okay. Sprout of prem. It's the beginning of prem. Rati is the beginning of prem.
Yes.
That's the meaning. The mental propensity, you want me to go on?
Yeah, yeah.
The mental propensity called consciousness, which is an aspect of all enlightening power of the real self, may be said to be unalloyed self-consciousness.
Here he is telling, you know, Sarup Shakti. Samvid is also Sarup Shakti, a part of Sarup Shakti.
Samvid is also Chit.
So, in Sarup Shakti, Samvid Vritti is called Shuddha Sattva. It lives in the heart of Pragatmika Jyam. And from there, it pours out in the heart of the devotee. Then it is called the Shuddha Sattva. When it mixes with Hladini Vritti,
yes.
Sambit and Hladini Vritti. Sambit means bhavana, bhav, and Hladini means anand. Both when compiled and being in the heart of Ragatmika Jan, it is called Shuddha Sattva.
So that was our.
The propensity of consciousness produces the real knowledge of an object, and the propensity of pure joy makes one taste that object. Real knowledge comes from the all-enlightening mental propensity, which is an aspect of the real power of that supreme object, Krishna. This real knowledge does not come from any propensity of human consciousness. Through divine mercy, or through the mercy of a devotee, when divine consciousness dawns in human heart, then
dawns
means awakens. It awakens.
Awakens
in the human heart. Then and then alone, the propensity of divine
whose heart
in the human heart.
Human.
Human being in a human.
Oh, human. Why he is used human being?
He says so.
Huh?
He says like that.
It is quite wrong. Huh? In Shuddha Jiva Hriday.
In a pure
soul. Pure soul. Devotee's
heart.
Heart.
Yeah, it's wrong what he is.
Wrong.
In the heart, then and then alone, the propensity of divine consciousness begins to work in human heart. When this condition is fulfilled, the real knowledge of the world of pure consciousness is revealed.
So when one is pure, our understanding of this is when one is pure and then he gets the Ladini Shakti of the Lord, he gets some seed of that by the mercy of Krishna or mercy of Krishna's devotee, then his love of God begins to come in his own heart. Sprout is the word. It comes within his own heart and then he understands everything.
This is by the Sambit and Hladini. And this will come by the grace of God or devotees, Krishna or his devotees.
This is explained in Chaitanya Chaitamrita, in Adi Lila. It explains the same point about Hladini and Sambit.
So this
Madhyadhika Dambini, it is said, when described very, very vividly.
So this is when one achieves the mercy of a pure devotee. This happens. And then that pure devotee prays to Krishna, please you be merciful on him.
No need to pray Krishna. If he is my friend, I take his anything and I can.
Anything of Krishna is mine.
So he can just take, pure devotee can just take.
You know that by doing this, Krishna will be very satisfied.
The devotee. So, but
anyhow, the kripa of Krishna comes through devotees, not directly from Krishna.
So the first stage of that is rati or bhava. After that seed begins to grow, it is bhava. And then it explains a little further down over here.
Ruchi. The word ruchi or liking comprises desire for attainment, desire for favor, and desire for friendship. Ruchi, speaking of ruchi.
So it sounds like that first bhava comes and then ruchi. It seems to say.
But here it appears like that.
Ruchi will be always. In beginning also, and after bhava also, after prem also. In every state ruchi will be.
But just growing.
Growing. Become deeply and deeply.
And then later it describes that when bhava comes, then the first stages of symptoms speak of ecstasy, bhava's sattvikas. The symptom is
like
of love of God.
In bhava, rati
brings
shantir, abhyatthakalattam, viraktir, manasunyata, asabandha, samutkantha, namgane, sadaruchi, asakti tad, gunakhyane, prithat, basati sthale, ityadyo, bhava.
The abhichari bhavs.
No.
These are the symptoms of
bhava. These are the symptoms of bhava and rati.
But he was talking about
Shanti. You have read this slok. Shanti means
this slok is from Bhakti Rasamrita.
His thing is the symptoms like hair standing on end.
Oh, these are astrasattvic bhava. Not that.
This is what it describes here.
What's your question?
What's your question about that?
Well, is this, we're just trying to make
Here's a question you have.
What?
There's some specific things here. Here, listen to this. It says at the end, at the end about ruchi, at the very end where he's talking about ruchi, he says ruchi, or liking, is in fact self-realism, self-realism, or self-relishing.
Yet to creatures in bondage, it seems tasting of Krishna and his amorous pastimes.
Beautiful.
We could not understand this. Then Brajanath speaks. You see, it is just here. It is just before Brajanath speaking. We want to know this part. Then Brajanath says, is there any variety of God consciousness? But just before this, we want to know.
Here, ruchi means not that ruchi. First, adu sabdha. After that, sadhu sangha. Sadhu sangha. Anarthana vritti, nistha and ruchi.
Not
that. It is after bhav. Here, ruchi means how can I have darshan of Radha and Krishna? And how can I serve Krishna and Radha and Gopis? And how I can attain the affection of Krishna and Radha? That is called ruchi here. And by this, if heart become taral,
melted,
then it is called bhav. This is the lakshan. আমাদের ধারিবালা যে কাছে দিয়ে রাখা আছে ওই রকম সাধারণ
understand something?
Yes.
Ruchi?
Yes.
At first Ruchi will come. When Sthai Bhav will come. And first thing in a glance will come Ruchi. Ruchi means how can I have darshan of all? How I will have Siva of Krishna? And his by thinking all these things, his heart becomes melted. Then we should know that bhava has come. If heart becomes to melt, there is a slope. Bhagavad Katha Kothare is slope.
Suddha Sapta Visheshatma Prima Suryanga Samabha Ruchiri Chitta Masnu Kidasu Bhava Chate.
That is called in he is describing giving meaning of that slope of Bhakti Rasami Singh. What is called bhava?
Suddha Sapta.
Vishesh Atma,
Prema
Surjansa Samyabhag,
Ruchi Chitta Masnu
Asunya
Kridasu Bhava Uchchate.
Suddha Sattva, what is Suddha Sattva is given? Suddha Sattva and Bhav is Prem Rupi Surya and the first glance of Surya, it is called Bhav. If we see Prem as a sun, and Bhav is Abhas of, and Suddha Visheshatma Prema Surjan Samba Ruchibhichin, and that I told that three kinds of Ruchi, and when heart becomes melted, but not so much. If it is so much, then it is called Prem. And very little, then it is called bhava.
And that is based on a specific knowledge of rasa, based on who you are, and it can only take place.
Who are you, man? Here, you are dasya, sakha, basalya, madhur.
That is called. So, and that comes at the beginning of bhav, to under that stay bhav, comes at the beginning of bhav, and that and intensifies the desire so much, carries you to prema.
Huh. When it will be very thick, that is called prema,
yeah.
And when it is not so thick, then it is bhav.
So there's the next question. It appears to be a mental propensity, a tendency of the mind,
but not this mind.
Mind.
No.
That mind.
Spiritual mind.
A spiritual mind.
And then it says it appears to be tasting Krishna and his pastimes, but it is not. It is actually the soul, the nature of the soul. You're not tasting Krishna, but you're tasting the nature of the soul. That's what it says here, right?
It says that
It's the last sentence.
Ruchi, or liking, is in fact self-realism, or self-relishing.
Hmm.
Yet to creatures in bondage, it seems tasting of Krishna and his amorous pastimes.
Hmm. A Baddhaji, that's when you say...
A Baddhaji, what does it mean here?
Baddhaji,
conditioned soul,
will see it in another aspect.
How will he see it? In what aspect? What will he see, the Baddhaji?
Baddhaji,
how will it appear to him?
But Baddhaji, we are Baddhaji. We will hear the pastimes of Krishna and we sometimes. So many kinds of bhav will come by pastimes. But really we have no
realization.
That is it.
It is not Swarup Siddhi.
Not sir.
This is the meaning of this.
He has not come in Swarup Siddhi. But yet Baddhaji can.
But he's feeling.
Mantra Upasana.
No, Mantra Pashna is in sadhana, when we are something apart. Mantra Magi.
Then this here is not Mantra Pashna.
This is in bhav.
Then.
But it is still not prema.
Svarasaki.
For Muktaji are those who are Raganuga and they have realized something, then these are Swarasaki or Mantramayi. But not in our stage.
No, not in our stage.
They are also high stage.
Mantra Upasana.
At first, Mantra Upasana will come, and after that, Swarasaki Upasana will come.
And both are very high stage.
Swarasaki is more higher.
When someone does japa, and he's meditating on Krishna in our stage, that cannot be called mantra.
No, nothing. There's something we done.
But then what is the difference between that and mantra upasana?
Even after removing all anartha, all ambition, then mantra upasana will come in a little way. Then after that, that is called asan. Yachana yoga.
Jam niyam.
Jam niyam, asan, pranahara.
Dhyan dharana.
Dhyan dharana, pratyakshana. So many stages. Swarasaki upasana is beyond dhyan.
Beyond meditation.
Yes.
And mantra upasana mai. Remembering one pastime.
But that remembrance is very deep.
Very deep. Very deep. Not like in our stage. Beyond that.
Practically,
it can come.
It seems that this will take many lifetimes.
It can take one life also. sincere devotees. Krishna gives. In Quran, in Shastra, there are some descriptions like this.
Just to give some hope to hopeless cases.
If Chaitanya Mahaprabhu touched us,
or any devotees of Krishna comes and touches us, then at once we can get. If Narad tells that you should be like this, to just now,
immediately.
But by practice, it will take a long procedure.
It seems that as the Kali Yuga progresses, just like during Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur's time, so many exalted persons came to Srila Bhakti Siddhanta's side. So many exalted persons. But as the time goes on in Kali Yuga, such persons do not come.
Perhaps they will come. We have Asha Bandha that they will come. Surely come. We were in Satya Yuga. We were in Treta Yuga also.
But in what form?
What form we don't know, but we, Guru and Gauranga did not kripa upon us. But in Kali Yuga we see that they have done so many kripa, so much kripa. That now you have a very asha, lean and thin. Hope. But we have hope that we should get it. And I think that is very, very good thing.
We spend most time in Vrindavan. Ma Krishna Maharaj says that it's very necessary that we go to Mayapur sometime.
Because it is mentioned in the beginning. There are some mentions that Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that without getting the understanding of Navadvip and mercy of Navadvip, one cannot enter into Vrindavan. So I am telling them like that.
It is a fact. Also.
We don't have much taste to leave this place, though.
They don't want to leave Vrindavan.
Then they can remember Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and know they come from here.
But it is not as easy. It is not as easy. Mayapur is... Navadvip is full of Mahaprabhu's...
But secret, hidden.
Secret.
Very secret. But in Vrindavan, everything is clear. Deepan.
Gupta Vrindavan.
Mahaprabhu is Gupta Krishna. Dham is Gupta Vrindavan. His pastimes are hidden Krishna. Everything is hidden. Without the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his followers, we cannot see these mysteries.
In Navadvip. But here it is clear.
Yeah. Govardhan is
clearly there.
Jamna is clear. All Kunja, all things. In Nandgaon, Varshana, Sankhet, every dust is telling the Krishna.
Yeah. You cannot avoid here. There is hidden here, you cannot avoid.
But to whom? To whom? There is the question. If they have know this kripa, Achaitanya.
Where is that part about Navadvipa?
He was in the beginning. It says, blessed be Sri Mayapur. It's only Sri Mayapur which can remove the grief of
Prasambhatasam Pavan.
Means the separation. It's the only place when you feel the separation from
Brahma.
You want to take a bath? It is only Sri Mayapur which can remove grief for Braja. Meaning?
Where it is?
In the beginning.
Beginning of that chapter.
Where is it? It is?
Blessed be Sri Mayapur. At the sight of Sri Panchatattva before him, all his grief disappeared. He said, blessed be Sri Mayapur. It is only Sri Mayapur which can remove grief for Braja. Means?
In Krishna, nowadays, in Vrindavan, we cannot see Krishna. There is separation. Vipra Lambhava. In Navadvip, that Vipralambha can be removed by taking darshan of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
You don't have to until you feel Vipralambha Bhava, you stay here. And then when you feel it, then you will have
to. Our society also tells me. But my heart does not love. I'm unlucky fellow. Certainly unlike it. I want to live in Buddha. Unlike your tamal tree. Eh? There should be, but tamal tree. Under tamal tree.
I had one question. Where we were just reading before, not at the beginning. It describes, just a little further on, it describes, over here, but it describes how if one is practicing Bhaiti Bhakti, one first comes to Nishta platform, and then from Nishta platform comes Ruchi. But it says if you're practicing Raganuga Bhakti, you go right to Ruchi, stopping in Nishta.
Certainly. This is the fact.
Very mysterious.
This is the fact. Raganuga starts from Ruchi and deep Ruchi, not a thin Ruchi.
Well, that was my question. That does, if one is getting his desire and practicing Raganuga, it sounds like he is already in Nishta. He must already be in Nishta, or it helps him get past Nishta.
No, he has passed Nishta. He has received Nishta.
So this is not
Saddha, Nishta, everything.
Okay. What does it mean?
It says, Ruchi is produced all at once.
If I have collected 100 rupees, 15 rupees
have, yeah.
Like this.
So the meaning is simple.
Yeah.
And here Ruchi means, what Ruchi?
They just say Ruchi.
From Bhadi Bhakti, Ruchi comes. And by Raganuga Ruchi comes. There are so much difference in both Ruchis. Not same kind of Ruchi. Ruchi pare?
Asakti.
Asakti and bhav and prem. From Ruchi it comes in Raganuga, in Braj prem. And in Vaidhi Bhakti, when from Nishtha Ruchi comes, and from Ruchi asakti, bhav and prem, it led way to Vaikuntha. Not
this. So even though I'm so fallen,
you can have Ruchi.
But it seems crazy. I don't want this Vaikuntha, even though I am so fallen. is that foolishness, or we want this other side?
If a Rajkumari is going on, Rajkumari means princess. Princess.
Daughter of a king.
King is going on. I am very poor, ugly, but yet I can have idea that if I can love and he can meet. So this is called ruchi. No ankus, no anything. Ankus means
no obstacle.
Nothing. That is called low. That is called.
Also, there is one in the last part of this page. It says that the bhav that comes spontaneously without the help of ritual or amorous devotional practice, meaning either sadhana or either vaidhi or raganuga, is bhav produced by the favor of Krishna or his devotee. So if Krishna or his devotee wants, immediately.
But there should be something why Krishna or his parijan are doing kripa. There must be something. He cannot do to kamsa. He will not do kripa like that on putana. He will do kripa on a heart who is similar to gopis or Jashoda or Sakha, not to everyone.
So if Krishna is going to, a devotee is going to give that, does it have to be a devotee who is physically present, who is benedicting, or like say can Prabhupada from say in Goloka Vrindavan, can he bless us directly, or would that blessing come through another devotee? Either way, or
in anyhow he can do. He will come as a acharya, he will come as a shakti, he will come in any shape, without shape, by in heart, anyhow he will do. If he wants. He can come in any shape, in his own shape he will come.
Alone or reading?
What? I can't remember what it was.
But it is not meaning that we let live all these practices.
No.
We should sit idle for the mercy of Guru and Gauranga. We should practice all this. Reading Bhagavat, reading all these things, going on.
There was one question that didn't have to do with Jivadharma specifically. Maharaj, actually you were asking yesterday, I remember what it was, that if some, we have a very strict temple program, sadhana program, morning program in our mandirs.
What, 10?
4:10 in the morning all the way till 8:30, 9 o'clock. First you do this, then you do this, then you do this, then you do this. Everyone all together. But our taste comes more from sitting and maybe alone a little bit. We, I think all of us are like that. We would rather actually spend more time alone, chanting and reading. The taste comes more from that. But we, of course, we don't want to set bad example. And is that natural to desire to be alone more like that?
That kind of association is essential, not alone. But sometimes we should take name in loneliness place, alone. Some practices should be in alone, but will have to be in guidance of Vishnu. Association is, Vaishnava Sangha is essential.
you can do in hundreds of birth Harinam and chanting. But coming to me and by this yourself will jump hundreds of birth. Follow? By doing them, something can be gained. But by the association of your spiritual master, you can gain more and more. So that thing is essential. And if it is not found, then we should do. But how our this ambition is fulfilled? We will think about this. In loneliness, yeah, hither and there, yari in association.